This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Bob Edwards. Saudi Arabia today severed relations with the Taliban government in Afghanistan, accusing it of having links with terrorists. The move comes 3 days after the United Arab Emirates decided to cut ties with the Taliban. Pakistan is now the only country maintaining relations with the Kabul administration. Yesterday, it withdrew its staff from its embassy in the Afghan capital. Pakistan has decided to reopen a border crossing point near the southwestern town of Quetta, allowing thousands of Afghan refugees to enter. Hundreds of thousands of Afghans are said to be on the move, fearing attacks by the United States against suspected terrorist bases in Afghanistan. NPR's Rob Gifford is in Islamabad. Was this decision by Saudi Arabia a surprise?
I don't think it really was a surprise. I think the pressure on Saudi Arabia has been immense, the diplomatic pressure from Washington and the world community. And I think there has been history of cooperation, of course, between Saudi Arabia and the United States in the past, not least in the Gulf War and then the continuing bases of U.S. military on Saudi soil. So I think this was widely expected, but it does present a problem, of course, for the Saudi government. They have had to present this very much as fighting against terrorism, and they're walking a little bit of a tightrope with other Muslim countries and of course with their own population to not let it seem as though they're cooperating with the United States against Islam.
Well, the refugee situation is worsening. Pakistan is already home to more than 2 million Afghan refugees.
That's right, and Pakistan is extremely worried about the refugee situation. Pakistan itself is a very poor country and has had trouble supporting those 2 million Afghan refugees. As you mentioned, we've just heard that they are going to open this southwest border crossing, and they're going to start screening some of the 10,000 refugees who are massing on the Afghan border and who want to come through. The screening is very important because although there is, of course, a humanitarian concern here, I think the Pakistani government is also concerned that that some of the people coming through may not just be refugees fleeing possible bombardment, and they could be Taliban operatives of some sort who are coming over into Pakistan to stir up even more problems if and when the United States attacks Afghanistan.
A delegation from the European Union is in Islamabad, joining a U.S. military delegation which arrived yesterday. Is this more coalition building?
I think it is. I mean, this is a very senior delegation. Chris Patton, the External Affairs Commissioner, and Javier Solana, the Foreign Policy Chief of the European Union, I should say. They've arrived today. They're holding talks with General Musharraf. And I think they're just trying to get across the impression, not just to Pakistan, but to the whole world, that this isn't just the United States. This is a very broad-based coalition to fight against terrorism. There's also a U.S. defense team in town who are talking about military issues. And I'm told by the embassy here, they won't give much information, but they say that this team is not in Islamabad at the moment, which suggests they may be out and about looking at some of the facilities that the U.S. military might want to use.
The Taliban's taken over the U.N. offices in Afghanistan. Why would they do that?
I think part of it is association with the West, actually. I think it's just guilty by association. They don't like anyone who's associated with the United States. It's also a communication thing, I think. They're just preparing for attacks, and these people have sat phones. They have all sorts of communication capabilities, and I think the Taliban is just closing them down so that whatever goes on inside the country cannot be reported to the West.
NPR's Rob Gifford in Islamabad, Pakistan.